dictation for Margaret Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, November 28, 59. Address as a letter to Kurt K-U-R-T Anderson, 817-4601. Dear Dr. Anderson, I saw Margaret, Mrs. Hughes, with chronic kidney disease. As you are aware, she was admitted to Midland back in July 19 to July 31 with question sepsis. I'm not aware of localization or isolated organism. She did require dialysis for acute and chronic renal failure. Now, back to her own dialysis catheter removed. There were problems of acute and chronic congestive heart failure. She originally presented with difficulty breathing. She has atrial fibrillation, and there has been an ablation procedure at University of Michigan in the recent past, apparently successful. That has preserved ejection fraction. In the hospital, there was anemia, findings of gastric erosions, some retention of gastric food, leg edema cellulitis. There was multifactorial encephalopathy, including respiratory failure, respiratory acidosis. Presently, she is monitoring weight, around 293 at home, good appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. She has chronic incontinence for prolapse of the bladder, presently no infection, cloudiness, or blood. 2+ edema, right-sided leg ulceration, improving, presently no antibiotics, denied chest pain, denies palpitations, does have atrial fibrillation ablation, does have sleep apnea but unable to tolerate CPAP machine. She has post-traumatic stress disorder from abuse from ex-husband, trying to choke her, reason for what she cannot tolerate TPA machine. She does snore at night, denies skin rash, bruises, denies bleeding nose gums, denies headaches. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history. For atrial fibrillation, pacemaker, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, arthritis, esophageal reflux, valvular heart disease, congestive heart failure, preserved ejection fraction, bipolar disorder, acute coronary renal failure, gout, emphysema, diabetes, Tachybrady syndrome, bicuspid aortic valve post-replacement restricted cardiomyopathy, prior smoker. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Tylenol prednisone. Next paragraph, present medications include Eliquis, vitamin D, Cymbalta, Claritin Magnesium, Protanix, Potassium, Lyrica, Crestor, Demadex was on 400 milligrams, present 100, Tramadol, and Jardiance, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, present weight 293, 72 inches tall, blood pressure 131/87, she's a tall, large obese person. There is some separation of the eyes, a mild degree of proptosis, mild degree of exophthalmos with normal pupils, no facial asymmetry, normal speech, lungs are distant clear, there is a pacemaker device, an increase S2 from the aortic valve replacement, appears regular, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no ascites tenderness, 3-4 plus bilateral edema, non-focal, leg ulceration on the right side, no tremors. Next paragraph, recent kidney ultrasound, 10.9 on the right, 11.9 on the left, without obstruction, no urinary retention. Next paragraph, I review all records from Midland and then the recent ablation procedure, University of Michigan, September 18. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Today, creatinine 1.15 representing a GFR 53. 2 weeks ago, 1.07, 1.10, 1.07, 1.13. Sodium normal, potassium in the low side 3.5, bicarbonate elevated at 30, normal calcium, glucose in the 110s. The most recent cell count from September, anemia 10.5, a normal platelet count, minor increase of white blood cells. There has been normal albumin, minor increase of AST, other liver function tests normal. Next paragraph. The last echo available from June, ejection fraction normal 65%, enlargement of the atria, left ventricular hypertrophy. At that time, dilated inferior vena cava with mild degree of pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Acute and chronic renal failure requiring dialysis at the time that CHF decompensation improved, present CKD stage 3 is stable, no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, monitor chemistry on a regular basis, the importance of salt fluid restriction, continue present high dose of Demodex and potassium replacement, there has been no need for EPO treatment, underlying Tacky Brady syndrome, pacemaker, ablation, anticoagulation, no indication for EPO treatment. We will monitor for potential phosphorus binders, potential vitamin D125 for secondary hyperparathyroidism. There is normal kidney size without obstruction. I cannot see a recent urine analysis. She does have bipolar disorder among many other conditions. Bicuspid aortic valve procedures, restricted cardiomyopathy. Follow up on the next 4-5 months, end of dictation,